About 2,500 graduate student instructors at three University of California campuses have been striking all week for recognition of their union. These graduate students are picketing in Los Angeles, San Diego, and Berkeley. They haven't been teaching this week, and they've urged undergraduates to boycott classes. As NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, administrators show no sign of meeting the strikers' demands.
The Association of Graduate Student Employees, an affiliate of the United Auto Workers, started their rolling strike at the UCLA campus Monday. Their action spread to UC San Diego and then on to Berkeley. For Lisa Garvis, who stands with a placard at Sproul Plaza, the main entrance to UC Berkeley, the issue is simple.
We are the graduate student employees on campus, and what we want is a union, collective bargaining rights, and a contract. The university says that we're not employees. And we think we are. We are paid for our labor, and we teach most of the classes on campus.
Garvis teaches an introductory comparative literature course that is required for all of Berkeley's 21,000 undergraduates.
I design the class, I teach the class, I grade the papers, I prepare. I don't assist anyone. I have basically my own class, and many graduate students teach like I do. The university would not function without the work of the graduate students.
Garvis and the other strikers insist that their duties qualify them as employees of the university, deserving of union recognition. And they say that a preliminary ruling in September by an administrative law judge granted collective bargaining rights to graduate students at UCLA. Therefore, they argue, graduate student instructors at UC's eight other campuses should also get collective bargaining rights. But UC administrators don't see it that way. They argue that the graduate student instructors are students who are not recognized as employees under the state law governing higher education. Joseph Duggan is the associate dean for the graduate division at UC Berkeley.
They're definitely not entitled to collective bargaining under that law. And that's been settled through the courts. The California Court of Appeal and the state Supreme Court refused to review that opinion.
Duggan also says that the ruling which favored graduate students at UCLA doesn't apply to Berkeley.
You know, the University of California is, in a sense, one university, but actually for this kind of purpose, the campuses have a lot of autonomy. So we're certainly very interested in what happens at UCLA, but, you know, the issues for the Berkeley campus have been all the way through the courts.
It's important to mention that the strike at the three UC campuses is about recognition and clout, and not about wages. Graduate student instructors earn between $6,300 and $7,500 per semester for teaching one course. That's more than their counterparts might earn at other major graduate schools such as Stanford, Columbia, and Yale. Some classes on the three campuses have been canceled. Others are reportedly meeting in coffee shops. But there seems to be no shortage of undergrads who get to class by avoiding the picket lines. The strikers say their walkout merely sets the stage for further action this spring. I'm Richard Gonzalez in Berkeley.